Bodhi-Lila, do you want to add anything to that?
No.
Okay, good. So we have a couple of other questions from Shildashi and Shobit. Parmanida said we can't have a sky without earth. So how do we manifest sky and earth emotions in meditation without bringing in ego along? What are we trying to do?
I think what you're trying to do is let them activate you as images. So I haven't really had time. Sorry, my intention was to talk more about image at some point. I just haven't found it hasn't happened, you know. But in this way of understanding image is direct experience. So we talk a lot about Buddhism, attending to our direct experience rather than our sort of affected experience, if you want to use these terms. And so, what we're trying, so the image of sky and earth are archetypal images, and archetypal images arise from, when I say they're direct experience, they're arising from the unconscious. Just like in dreams, you know, when we dream, it's like we're in the dream, isn't it? It's not like the ego is manufacturing the dream. You know, we're in the dream. And so we're trying, the way I think about it is I'm trying to let these images activate the body and activate the psyche. Yeah, so it's a particular, I don't know if that makes any sense. I sort of mean this quite, was going to say quite literally, obviously I don't mean it literally, but it's like what, we're trying to use, well, this is what I'm trying to do. It's not that I'm thinking, of course we do think about it, but after a while, it's not like you're thinking about the sky. It's like you're trying to trust that the body is naturally aware of the sky and the earth or the world. You know, the body is it's a natural awareness of the body, and you're again, it's kind of trying to let. It's just, again, I keep using this word, and I'm remembering. I find this word very important. And to remember, literally means to put back together, doesn't it? We get dismembered. So we've got a dismembered psyche. And we're trying to remember our psyche. And this remembering is activated by archetypal images. And earth and sky are archetypal images that suggest one another. So you, in a way, you're just trying to let them act on you. You're not thinking about them or trying to figure them out. Yeah. So I suppose this is, so from this perspective, of course, this is very hard. You shouldn't worry about it if you are thinking about them in a more cognitive way. It doesn't matter. Of course, our ego is also part of the psyche and the ego also, of course, has an archetypal force to it. We want to understand in that way, so there's no more or less sort of valid in a sense. It's just become problematic because it's become so dominant. So rather than being part of a constellation of psychic energies, it thinks it's in charge. It's become a dominant element. And so, we don't really have to get rid of it. I suppose you can talk in terms of seeing through. But it, having a sense of self is functionally useful. Thinking that this sense of self is you is delusional, in that, of course, it's just part of a whole constellation of archetypal energies within the psyche. I don't know if that helps or addresses what. can't even remember what the question was. But yeah, so you're trying to let these things activate you rather than thinking about them. And they will activate the body. And again, of course, then.
Amanda, we are going to have to stop.
I'm afraid. Are we? I haven't even got started.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I mean, I would just add that I don't think we're trying not to bring the ego along. I think, you know, and that question, what are we trying to do, is something that's really good to sort of keep on asking yourself at different times. Yeah. Anyway, it is 17:29.
Oh my God.
So we do have to stop, but thank you. And I'm sorry if we didn't get to your question. But thank you for asking your questions and